You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
But now, Leonard spoke to Mick Smalley of the Splice organisation this morning about Random Acts of Kindness Day. On Friday, they will be handing out pots of honey on Queen Street, so Leonard found out why.
All right, I'm here. I'm sitting in studio today with Mick from Splice. Is it just Splice? Is that the name of it?
Splice Courage Compassion Community. We've thrown an extra strap line on there now because people don't quite get it.
Yeah.
And it's about kind of connecting the threads of the community to create strength. So it's splicing like the nautical sense. We're out there, we're a small community development team in the city centre neighbourhood, what used to be known as the CBD. And our role is really about kind of responding to the fact that there's a whole lot more people living here now. There's 55,000 people living permanently within the ring of the motorway system. Not a lot of social infrastructure, years of being a CBD, business and tertiary focus. So supporting people to do their own thing. Had a guy the other day came to us, wanted to be able to practice a Swiss horn. He was kind of discovering that playing the Swiss horn in an apartment kind of wasn't the done thing. So people coming to us all the time with all sorts of things. We Tai Chi groups, yoga play groups for parents with under fives, pretty anarchic thing.
You were saying you're at Tai Chi this morning in the park.
So I do Tai Chi quite regularly. That's just a one-on-one session that I do with a teacher, but we have a Tai Chi class down at the Ellen Melville Centre on Thursdays in the evenings at 5:30. It's just local residents and workers coming together to, you know, wave hands like clouds and all that kind of stuff.
So Splice is based, it's particularly for the CBD?
Yeah, it's mostly the CBD. We are doing a little bit of branch out into the regions now too, up sort of some stuff that's going to be happening in Kaitaia and a few other places. So connecting people, knowing what's going down, bit of advocacy work around public spaces with an urban planning students class from University of Auckland. Got a program called Active Citizens that's being played out. It's actually a British Council program that we're partnering with them, which is really just about encouraging people to kind of be active in community.
Well, you're in today in particular to talk about the Random Acts of Kindness Day.
Yeah.
So, yeah, just tell the listeners a little bit about what they can expect from that.
So, Random Acts of Kindness Day, Saturday, 1st of September every year. We're actually going out on Friday to kind of get people in the mood for Saturday. So a number of things are going to be happening around town. For us, it is, we'll be hitting Queen Street with 5,000 little jars of honey, little pots of kindness, and a kindness card, just to kind of, you know, kindness is a contagious thing. You know, we figure that if we start the ball rolling, a little pot of honey, our hope is that instigates the next kind of round of kindness, and it just kind of keeps rippling out through the community. So that's what we're doing. We've got a few cafes around town. If you go to your regular, you might discover that they're one of them who are giving out free coffees with a kindness card as well. And Metro New World are in on board this year as well, doing stuff in store. And they're doing coffees as well, actually. Gold coin donation at their coffee kiosk. All that money is going towards the community fridge. For feeding the streeties and so on in Victoria, Wellesley Street.
Right, is that the one, it's up near the Sky Tower? Is it through the dip up the other side of Wellesley?
Yeah, it's where the train station actually entrance is going to be. So it's Parongaronga will be the other name that people might know by.
Yeah. Oh, so is that fridge, is it there currently?
Yeah, fridge is there currently. Metro New World are major supporters of that fridge. A lot of their excess food gets picked up by a group of volunteers who go every evening, clean the fridge, put some food in it. It's well used and sadly, a really important thing we need as a piece of social infrastructure in the city at the moment. Yeah.
For sure. How long has you said it always happens on the 1st of September, the Random Acts of Kindness Day. Has there been a few of them in the past?
This is our third year. To be honest, I'm not quite sure when it started, and I'm, to be honest, not sure why in the Northern Hemisphere there's a completely different day, but there you go. For some reason we do it on the 1st. It's been around for a while.
Oh, yeah. And when did Splice itself get underway, get started?
So Splice started in 2013 with just one person who was out hitting the streets and the cafes and the bars, just getting to know the place. Yeah, so we've been around, what, five years now. We're doing our best to kind of create a neighbourhood, I guess, is perhaps the best way of describing us, in a place that hasn't necessarily felt neighbourhood. It's felt business and so on. We know that for people living here, people who choose to live here, there's a real need, especially, you know, if you're living in a 30 square metre apartment, there's that real need to get out and have social engagement that doesn't always have to be a commercial experience. You know, it's only so long you can sit on a cup of coffee in a cafe before, you know, certainly for me, that I start to feel a bit uncomfortable. And that's why we're really keen to see the Ellen Melville Centre kind of kick off as a sort of a community hub, especially the, you know, that downstairs lounge area.
Yeah,
really important facility for people.
I'm not sure if you saw, but we've had a couple evenings there on Fridays with the Drive Island, where they've had live bands playing and lots of people have stopped by, and it's a really good vibe down there at that square, isn't it?
Mm.
Yeah.
It's a great resource for the city and for everyone. I mean, yeah, the city's made up of lots of communities. Residents is one, but residents, workers, students, people who just come in for whatever reason, you know, tourists and so on.
And what's the biggest challenge when you're trying to get more of a community feel in central Auckland?
One of the biggest challenges for us is Splice, and we were a small NGO. We don't have massive marketing budgets, which is why it's great to be here at BFM today, is actually getting the word out. I mean, it's I often talk about the tyranny of the electronic door. You know, you can't go in hammering leaflets left, right and centre. But actually, you know, getting into apartments and getting people aware that actually there is community stuff going on, that's part of the challenge. I mean, we're often... when people discover the sort of stuff that Splice and other people are doing, there's this sort of great revelation, you know, like no idea that was going on. So that's one of the challenges, is getting the information out there. And I think also for us, you know, we know urban settings generally with apartments, people can get sort of readily isolated. You know, lots of buildings, there isn't a lot of contact between people. And so addressing that issue is part of what we're about as well. Splice has a website. We've got Random Act of Kindness tile on that page. We've got a Facebook page, Splice AKL, and we're just hitting Instagram as well, suddenly, with splice.akl. It's the pink circle. One thing that you might want to catch up with is there's a guy called Jeff who's part zebra, part panther, I guess. He's an envoy of kindness. He's firing up a little video each day through to Random Acts of Kindness Day, doing something funky.
Right. Jeff, that does sound part zebra, part...
panther.
Panther. Got me intrigued. And do things like this happen in other cities around New Zealand? Is there at Splice? It's just in Auckland?
We're just in Auckland at the moment. Right. We're quite often talking with people around the country who are looking to do similar stuff. I'm sure there are other people out there. I mean, there are other people in Auckland doing it. I mean, there's a crew out at... I think down Dominion Road, Move Space or Move Us. So there are plenty of small groups around, kind of filling that void for a lot of us in terms of, you know, what is community now in this, you know, in 2018, and how do we create it, how do we enjoy it?
Enjoy it with some honey.
Yeah, enjoy it with some honey. Enjoy it with some kindness. I mean, I think the thing about kindness is. You know, it's one of those things we do for each other without kind of thinking, really, just kind of comes along. And I guess this activation for Random Acts of Kindness Day this year and every year is just to get people to think about it a little bit more. Think about the possibility that actually elevated levels of kindness in a community can only be better in the scheme of things, can only be more enjoyable. And certainly that sense that kindness, it's as much fun for the person giving as it is for the person receiving it in the scheme of things.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.